Some sweet playing, wasn't it? Sweet, pretty, good. Praise the Lord. Got your Bibles, turn with me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. We'll look into the Word of God this morning in a few moments. Thank you so much for coming. Good to see you. Hope and pray that you can say when you left, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God's good. He's good. We've got much to praise Him for, much to give Him glory and honor, much to thank Him for. That's our Lord. I've only been reading 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9 and read through the remainder of the chapter. We'll read this whole few verses here. Mainly we're looking into the last few verses. Don't you notice what it says? And begin reading in verse number 9. Now, you know, a lot of times people want to leave out some of the Bible, but you can't do that. Verse number 9 said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Notice what it said in verse number 11. "But such were some of you. But you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified." How's it done? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. He said none of these are going, but thank God you can be washed from them. Amen. Sanctified and justified. Just as you've never done them. Then he said in verse number 12, "All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both of it in them. That the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power." Hallelujah. "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of the harlot? God forbid. What, know ye not that he which is joined in the harlot is one body? For two shall he be made one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Ever sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now notice what is said in them last verses. He said, "What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God?" And don't you notice what it says, "And ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Our Father, I ask your blessings upon your word this morning. Thank you for it. Thank you for this good examples you've given us here. Thank you for your eternal word. It's just as powerful as it was when it was penned. It's as powerful as it was when the Holy Ghost inspired the holy men of God as they wrote this precious word coming from you. And we thank you for it. We thank you for preserving it for us down to the generations. Helping us, Lord, and strengthen us. Thank you, God, that you let us loud to live and have the word of God. Help us to hide it in our hearts, our Father, that we may be walk with thee and not sin against you, our Father, but live for you as your word teaches us to live. Bless this scripture to our hearts this morning. Help us to realize that we're not our own, that we've been bought with a price, and God will ever thank you. Help us to surrender to it and submit to that, our Father, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You know what? The Bible teaches us not to live unto ourselves. That's what it says. He said in the next chapter, verse number 23, you're bought with a price. Be ye not servants of men. We either be servants of God. We are servants of God. We are not servants to sin, but thanks be unto God. I'm glad that he come and he bought us. Hallelujah. Somebody said, who'd he buy us from? Well, he didn't buy. He didn't give the devil nothing, I can tell you that. Although the devil had a hold of us before we was born again, I'm going to tell you something. But we are not our own. We've been bought with a price. And listen, if you've been bought with a price, how in the world, and I've been bought with a price, what makes us think that we own ourselves? We don't own ourselves. I'm telling you. You say, well, I'm my own boss. No, watch out now. Amen. You're not your own boss no more than nobody else was. It's bought off the slave block when they were buying slaves. You were not your own. You've been bought with a price. God, listen, saved you. Listen, how in the world you've been bought? I want to tell you something. Hey, three or four things you need to find out in the Bible about some of this. And God help us. We're going to try to share it this morning. Amen. If you look in John chapter number 17, I won't go there. But if you go to John chapter 17, you're going to find at least five times where God says, where the word of God, Jesus, is telling us this. He said, you were the Father's, and the Father has given them to me. Listen, by presentation, we've been presented to the Christ by the Father. And listen, five times in that chapter, you'll find where that God, in his sovereign grace and sovereign mercy, gave us to the Son. And the Son paid the price on Calvary. He bought us. Thank God we've been bought. And we're not our own no more. What a Savior. You go to the book of Hebrews, you'll find something about this redemption. Amen. You go to the book of Job, you're going to find what Job said. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And although skin worms devour this body, my skin worms, he called them his. He said, though my skin worm devour this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Amen. He believed in the Redeemer. And I'm telling you something. What is redemption? Redeeming is something that's redeemed by price. There was a price paid, thank God, that redemption. Hallelujah. Not only was we presented, given to Christ. You know what? A lot of people say, well, I worked my way in. You didn't either. It won't never happen. It's a gift. Whew. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. You know what kind of redemption I got? Read the book of Hebrews, you'll find out. It said we have an eternal redemption, thank God. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I like that song we sang a while ago. It's all by the blood of the Lamb. It's not, the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter, I believe it's the first chapter, said we weren't redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, we're redeemed from our traditions of our fathers. It wasn't silver and gold that did that. It's not a price like that, but it was with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, without spot and without remedy. We're redeemed with the blood. You'll never get to heaven apart from it. Talking to someone this week that was discussing, we just discussing about some of this right here. Someone said, why did the Lord let him touch him while he, listen, he said, touch me not, I have not yet ascended at his resurrection. He said, touch me not, I have not yet ascended unto the Father. Why was he going? Why couldn't he be touched? Listen, they couldn't touch the high priest on the Day of Atonement. And he hadn't gone back to the Father. Do you know what he did? He took his own blood and entered into the Holy of Holy Place to obtain an eternal redemption for us. Thank God he went into heaven itself to appear in the presence of God. And he put that blood, offered it up for me and for you.
I was reading another verse. I believe it's in the book of Psalms. It talks about plenteous mercy. But it talks about something else. Plenteous. I believe it's about Psalms 130. It said plenteous redemption. There's plenty of it. There's plenty of it. I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. Have you had it applied to your heart? Have you had that plenteous redemption that's in the blood of Jesus Christ? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Redemption. Been redeemed. Bought back. Hallelujah. From the power of sin. Hallelujah. I was redeemed by presentation. When I was presented, given to the Christ. You know what? God gave me to the Son. You know what Jesus was praying to the Father? He's praying, Lord, keep them. I have in my name. He's kept them all the time he was here. You know what he said about Judas? Except him, the son of perdition. Every one of them. And you know what? You know what Jesus said about him, don't you? He was a devil from the beginning. He had his hand there and had his hand even in the money pot. But I want to tell you something. He went to his own place. That's what the book said. He was a devil from the beginning. He betrayed the Lord and he went to his own place. Hey, well, thank God. Jesus made possible through his atoning sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He purchased us. Purchased us. Bought us with his own blood. Now you say, well, he didn't pay the devil to get him away from the devil, did he? No, he didn't. You know what? I believe one thing he did, he purchased us from. He got us from our own self. I believe he bought us from our own self. That's what, you know why people don't come to Christ? Live for S-E-L-L, self. That's true. Live for pleasure. Live for self. Live for what you can get in this life. Not thinking about the life to come. Hey, when it comes time to make that crossing, when life's over and death is near to us, I see it all the time. Three funerals in the next probably 3 days. Death is a real, real thing. And you can't get around it. If Jesus tarries, it's appointment. It's an appointment. The Bible said we had appointment to death. That's what it said in Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed man once to die, and after death, the judgment. But thank God, Jesus went to Calvary and paid that supreme sacrifice. Listen, his old bodies are going to die one day if Jesus tarries. If he don't, they're going to be translated and changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But thanks be unto God, because of the death on Calvary, he rose. Just about read it a while ago. As God raised him from the dead, he's also going to raise us from the dead. You know what he does now? He gets us out of dead and trespasses and sin now. Did you know? If you're either going, if you're born once, you're going to die twice. And if you're born twice, you're not going to die but once. And to a believer, that really, this is honest truth, to a believer, death, listen, is far better. Far better, right? Brother Gary, one of the first things he told me when I talked to him, he said he's far better. Better. And it's gain to the believer. And so what death of the body just gets shoved. I was talking to a family the other day and just lost a loved one, fixing to lose it before. I said, well, may not be long that death angel's going to come. I didn't know that. That's what he said. I said, he's coming. Abraham was buried. I mean, they buried the rich man. But but Lazarus, you know what he did? The angel came and took him to Abraham's bosom. What is it? You know what? Did you know one night before my eyes? I know a lot of you heard this, but no tellings at times. Some of you probably haven't heard it. No tellings. Just a few days before my son passed away, did you know what? An angel come in that room. You said, you see him? I said, no. But he did. Come right there in between me and him. You want to say something? We sit around sometime, maybe going down the road, and don't realize maybe one's sitting over beside us. I'm glad he is. Angels are real. Spirit realm's real. I was in my prayer closet a lot of times, the bathroom. It's small. I go in it. I was in there praying. The night Adam, my daddy, passed away at the old hospital up here, which was half a mile, a quarter mile, with the crow, probably a half mile at the most. And I was in there praying. You know what? If I've ever sensed anybody's presence, I sensed daddy's presence. You said, you crazy. No. I believe with all my heart. They let him sweep by. Because I had to preach his funeral 2 or 3 days later. And you know what? I believe with all my heart, God was just giving me a little assurance and a little comfort. Amen. Spirit realm's real. And when this body lays down and dies, I was reading a little bit in the book. Miss Joan let me have, Brother Billy Graham said, and you know that thing's about 99 years old? According to that book, I hadn't heard him die, have you? Well, from where I looked at when he was born, I knew he was 90 something. He's about 99, 98 or 99. But you know what? He was saying in that book, and everybody taught him how, you know, to live. I mean, how to die, but he said it didn't teach him how to live in the last days. It's different, isn't it? But God's still there with him, he said. Amen. But you know what? Thank God. Whether the time comes when we're young or middle-aged or old, he's still going to be there with us. We'll make that crossing. I'm glad he is. I'm glad that he is. And so he purchased us. And you know what? We his because he possesses us. You know what happens when you get born again? We're born again of the Word of God and of the Spirit of God. Spirit, he that had not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. When the Spirit of God comes in, I don't mean that all of us are full. Don't confuse it. You can get full of the Spirit. Get the anointing of the Spirit of God on and get full of the Spirit. You want to call it filling of the Spirit or the baptism of the Spirit. Don't matter to me what you call it, but you can get it, full of it. But when you get born again, you get born to the Spirit and the Word of God. You know why I started loving this Word of God when I got born again? I got born of the Word of God. I got born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It's food to my soul. Got born again. And therefore, we his. We're not ours no more. He purchased us. He paid the price on Calvary, and God gave us to the Son. Amen. And we just thank God, that's what He said. And also, He possesses us. The Spirit dwells in us. Listen, He didn't only pay the ransom price for our spirit, but thank God, He paid it for these bodies. He paid a wonderful, glorious price, a ransom price for these bodies. That's why He is. That's why He said don't defile them. That's why He said don't do them no harm. Listen, we ought to prize it and say, this is God's possession. This is God's. He bought it. Paid the price for it. Do you know your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? This body, you say, well, I own mine. No, I don't own mine. It's His. It's His. You know what? A lot of times we want to argue with God, but it's His. He can do what He wants to, can't He, with it. I'm glad it is. Some of you like me, you may have been brought back from right the jaws of death. But I was God's, His body was His, and He brought it back. Amen. And it's still His. He's just letting me live in it. But it's still His. And not only the body, but my spirit. The real me is His too. But His body is a temple. You see, I don't just live in this body. You say, what are you talking? You're talking crazy, you know? I'm living in this body. But I'm not the only one living in there. The Spirit of God is dwelling in there. And therefore, then it's His. It's His. Hey, no, you're not. He said, you are not your own. Look what it says. Somebody else owned me. Hey, this body, God bought it. He bought me. Can I tell you something? He didn't leave no note. He didn't leave no mortgage. He paid it in full. Glory to God. He didn't say you're going to have to make payments now every month. No, He paid the supreme sacrifice, and He paid in full. Redemption. Been bought. Glory to God. Well, it's a personal thing too. Got a personal relationship, Brother Raymond, with the Lord. It's real. He paid an awful price. Hallelujah. You know what? We ought not take it for granted. We shouldn't. Never take it for granted. He paid a supreme sacrifice. We redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So He says in verse 24, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What's my responsibility? Glorify Him. Let the light shine. Be what He wants me to be. You see, we God's, and He can make us and mold us and shape us like He wants us. Yes, He can. You not me, and I me not you. Every person is individually different. But always remember, God made you. And God can make something out of you. Hallelujah. He can take a know-nothing and change us and conform us into His image and make something out of us Because we is his. Just wonderful thing when the clay gets into the potter's hands. He'll shape us and mold us and make us into his image. Our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Adam lost a lot. We lost a lot through the fall. But I want to thank God. You know, sometimes I think about that wonderful paradise he's in. But it got lost in the fall. Can I tell you something? We got a better than waiting on us. Hallelujah! We got a paradise of paradise. God bought back everything. Amen. That he lost, God, Jesus Christ, bought it back. He redeemed the bodies. He redeemed our spirits. Thank God he did. Don't tell you something else. He redeemed us on earth. It ain't always going to be like it is now. I'll be glad when the weeds and the briars and all that's gone. Well, you know what? Thorns and thistles, they weren't here to start with. Hey, you ever sweat any during the week? We earn our bread by the sweat of our brow. Nothing wrong with that. That's scripture, isn't it? But one day, we get back in that paradise where the tree of life, the fruit on the trees, and the clear crystal river running. What he's bought back for us, my wonderful Lord. Amen. So he didn't just buy me. Praise God, he bought me a field. Bought me a garden. Hallelujah. One day, we'll be back in there. Listen, with the second Adam, the last Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't know about you, but I'm glad. Well, you say, preacher, what about that price? I'm going to tell you something that I almost wept over. When I sat down, I got to thinking. You think on this. We're the only beings in the universe that God paid a price for. He said, what about the angels? Angels that fail. Huh? He didn't make no way for them. Ones that fail is eternity. They go into eternal lake of fire and burn forever and ever. But whatever sinks in your heart, young people, listen. Every one of us listen this morning. Whatever sinks in our hearts that God would pay such a supreme sacrifice for us being human beings and didn't pay no price, made no provision for the fallen angels. We fail, yet he made a way. We could come back to him. That's a real humbling thing when you stop and ponder on it. He could have left us alone and we'd been lost throughout eternity forever and ever and ever, because there'd been no way back to him if it hadn't been for his only begotten son came to Calvary and paid that supreme sacrifice. No way could ever come back to him. To me, oh, no price was paid for the angels. None whatsoever. It's sad when I think about it. You know what the devil was, don't you? He was a high up one. High up one. He was so high, he said, I think I exalt my throne above the throne of God. Tell you something. He found out who was boss. And I want to tell you something. He still is. He's still boss. You have trouble with it, don't matter if it's the world, flesh, or the devil. Always remember, we got a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. And he has the authority and power over all powers of darkness. Yes, he does. I think in Titus 2, beginning with verse number 11. Just thought of it. I believe the Holy Ghost reminded me. Titus 2:11 said, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation to all men, appeared unto all men." That he said he's appeared unto us, that grace of God, and he's teaching us something. He's teaching us the grace of God's teaching us the same grace that brought salvation. It's teaching us denying godliness and worldly lust and all these things, denying godliness and worldly lust, and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior. You know what else is said along in verses? Who redeemed us? He redeemed us from the evil and destruction. He redeemed us in grace of God. And through the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He redeemed us. Bought us back. You know what? I'm glad the devil don't have no authority, no power to claim us. Hey, because he can't come through the blood. Hallelujah. And you know what? Plead the blood on him. Resist him. That's what the Bible says. Draw nigh to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So, hey, the price has been paid. Listen, devil ain't got no mortgage on you. He don't have no lien on you. He don't have no claim on you. Jesus paid all the price that was to be paid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad for what he's done for us? Hallelujah. So that's just a few reasons. Hey, the things that God done for us. When he bought us. Hallelujah. And paid that price for us. Would you stand with us?